What is up, everyone, and welcome back to Unqualified. I'm your host, Christina, and I am so glad you decided to join me again. Before getting into this episode, though, I want to thank every single person who listened to my last episode and, you know, gave me a nice feedback, said that they enjoyed it, and especially the people who are looking forward to a new episode. You guys honestly encouraged me a lot to do this because... some people know it took a lot of courage for me to start this podcast, so knowing that you enjoy it and there are people who are actually looking forward to this, like, that just makes my day completely. And yeah, I just hope you enjoy this episode and I hope you keep on coming back for more. Today's podcast is about dating in Europe from a point of view of foreigners.
Yeah.
Yes.
Specifically the Netherlands, but...
Yes, Europe, we live in the Netherlands, so I guess it is about the Netherlands. But first of all, I want to introduce my co-host.
Hi!
So, Kim, and if I can describe her, for me, she is the best thing that 2020 gave me.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yes. If anybody... Well, if you know Kim personally... You would know that she had some nice experiences dating in the Netherlands, and that's why she's here.
So, important things that you should know about me. I am a black Zimbabwean, so I come straight out of the motherland, or whatever you want to call it. So I think that's just like, if I talk about dating stories, just so context, it's context.
Yeah, from a point of view of a black girl and of a... brown girl, if I may say, because, you know.
And I have an ass, so, like, I'm not skinny.
Our girl is thick.
So, that's just to provide you with context.
And please, please, do not get offended. This is just our opinions, our experiences.
It's how I see the world. It's not
Things
you.
Things could be different for you, whoever you are. Also, we have been in the Netherlands for, like, 6-7 months. Not that long.
Yeah, in a pandemic.
In a pandemic. That's what I was going to get to. This is dating in a pandemic, so it's very
more like pen pal shit, but
yeah.
If you want to call
it
dating,
she said it. So, okay, I'm gonna first ask you, describe your dating life in the Netherlands so far. If you could describe it in 5 words, what those five
Why
words
would
be?
Why would you restrict me to 5 words?
Oh my god, then go off.
Okay, no, just like dating in the Netherlands. Okay, so first of all, where I stay, the town is a lot of white people, and that's okay. I have nothing against white people. Obviously, we need reparations, but that's another issue. But I don't know, like, because I come from a country where there's just, like, a lot of black people and, like, people who look like me. It's just a weird scenario, first of all, because, like, I think in the north, not as many white guys like black girls. But, like, if you go to, like, bigger cities like Rotterdam, Amsterdam, The Hague, they really do like black girls. Like, it's a more international feel. So, that's the first thing that's interesting. I don't know why in Groningen there's just not enough. You know?
Every male in Groningen who's listening to us right now, if you're into black girls, hit us up.
But yeah, it's just that, like, I don't know, I just, even, like, when I go visit, like, one of my friends in Enschede, there's a lot more males to choose from. Yeah. But then again, those males do, like, science, and they do, like, it's just a town for science, and usually with science, there's just more.
I mean, I would say we are a pretty science-y town as
There's a lot of women, though.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, in law, we also have to say we're both law students.
Yeah, so we don't
and
really see
in
guys.
Law, it's...
There's like four.
Okay. Okay. Maybe. But like, it's mostly girls, which I love. Empowerment. I like, shout out to all of my law girls. Love you all. It is very nice to see a lot of women in, you know, high positions. And hopefully our future is females.
Yeah.
Especially in the legal, you know.
But we do need men to create a future.
But we do need men.
That's very important.
We do need men. I mean, some people will argue we don't, but I am not an extremist feminist.
Yeah, same.
Which is another topic completely.
Guys,
but...
I might say on Twitter, men are trash, which I don't. But I do want someone to cuddle at night. Anyway, next.
Yes. So, since we are in a pandemic, how did you date? What was your dating life?
Okay, so I think I did Bumble and Tinder because at home it's something that's looked down upon. And here no one knows me. And yeah, and I think you just meet some very interesting people. I'm not going to lie, like every time I went to the airport, the guys just get hotter, the biggest. Like, the bigger the city is, the hotter the guys are. And I think it's because, like, there's just more choice.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, this town may be a student town, but, like, I just feel like it does not have my flavor.
We also have to say that since we are in a pandemic, a lot of the people who did come to university, like, obviously they are in university, but a lot of people who did come to Groningen are people from Europe, you know?
Because and they stay in their fly. Room.
Yeah, and a lot of people stay in their rooms, and since we can't really be, you know, in parties and meet a lot of people, mm-hmm. so it was very restrictive, I would say.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna lie, so obviously they are Europeans, and it's a very international city. I don't know, Dutch guys are also quite nice. Like, I've met a couple, not really taken things far with anyone in general, but that's also because of external circumstances or stances or
what
whatever.
What do you mean? Tell us.
I think, you know, like when you move somewhere, you have this tendency, you're like, nah, but like, I'm going to be patriotic or whatever. And I'm still going to, you know, like keep my Zim boys, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, don't do that. Move on with your life. If a Zim boy wants to find you, he will find you. Like, you know, you can't really be like, I'm just going to date people that I know.
That look like me. I think I should be telling this to myself as well, since that is my podcast, and I want to be as honest as I can here, to some extent, because my family listens. I think I am kind of stuck in this, like, I don't know if you can call it, like, a box of me always trying to date outside of, like, the normal, like, Syrian Middle Eastern guy, but always getting back to the same kind of guys.
I understand that.
I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, I am trying, but I always find myself being attracted to those just, you know, Middle Eastern boys.
Like, when I went home, like, I don't know, certain people were like, Kim, you seem like the type to date white boys. And I'm like, what does that mean, first of all?
Please tell me what does that mean.
I don't even know. And secondly, like, I think it's because, like, I was always very open, like, especially in high school. I was very open to dating whatever race. I really didn't care. I think, but, like, as I've grown older, I realized that, like, when I am attracted to a guy that's not black, I use black characteristics to define my attractiveness.
Yeah.
But I think that's because that's all I've known.
But I also think you're trying to find common things with him.
Yes,
you know?
Like, it's really, like, because I come from, okay, no offense to Europeans, like, you guys are, like, lovely people, you know. There's differences because I come from
different culture.
I come from a culture, like, even though my parents are considered liberal, I still have a culture. I still have, there's a certain way that you treat guys. There's, like, you know, certain expectations. There's just culture there.
Yeah.
And it's, like, most people don't have that. So it's, like, how am I supposed to then relate? I have to find certain things that make me, you know, like, okay, how am I going to try to relate to this person?
Yeah.
You know, like, I can be funny all I want, but, like, yeah, I need to find something, because if I'm not going to end up with someone who comes from the same place as me or who's like me, I might as well. You know, I have to find something. And I'm not saying I'm against, like, interracial relationships. I'm genuinely not. Like, I'm so for it. Very much for it.
Makes the world better.
It does.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes I'm scared. Like, I'm just, like, what's going to happen to me? Like, will I ever find someone?
Do you ever feel, because I did have this experience, which is sad, but it is just life. I'm not, like, online dating kind of a person, right? I'm just not a dating kind of person. I am very a relationship kind, and once I'm into you, like, I am into you,
mm-hmm.
and really there is no other people around you. And because I came out of a pretty serious relationship in the last year, I decided when I came here, I was like, I'm putting this guy way behind in my past, and now I'm starting over, and I want to meet new people. So I did download Tinder, and I've had some very interesting conversations with as the second I say, like, oh yeah, I'm Syrian, I'm Middle Eastern, the guy is like, oh my god, I love hummus, like I fucking love, like, I don't know, shawarma is my favorite shit. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, and like it is very interesting. Or like these people, I always get this comment about like, oh, you should play Jasmine. What? Like, do you, the is the only Middle Eastern character that you have in your head, which is, by the way, not very Middle Eastern as well, is Jasmine. And it, to me, it's very like, at first I was like, no, that's not racist. They're trying to find middle ground with me. But sometimes now, I do think, am I, are you into me for me? Or are you into me as an experience? Because you never had a Middle Eastern girl, you know? You never dated a Middle Eastern girl. You don't know how it is. And you, you know, I'm just another checklist.
Yeah.
Because I also had a guy who told me, I hope he's not listening, he might be. If you are, honestly, this is my true opinion about you. Here it goes.
That's the tea.
You, whoever you are, said, oh, damn, I've never been with a Middle Eastern girl. Do you, in your mind, do you understand what happened in my mind when you said that? In my mind, I'm an experience. That's it. And it's true, right? What do you, when you say, oh, I've never been with a black girl, what do you
I'm
feel?
I'm not gonna lie. I do not like being people's first. Like, black girls. Like, it's very, like, the way they act with you is a bit weird. It's, you know, it's like, you're this, like, exotic thing.
Exotic,
and like,
that is exactly
and
the
I'm
word.
Like, I know I'm different, but exotic is a bit too far.
Yes.
You know?
And exotic to you, to who, you know?
Not to them, because that's...
Yeah, I know, but, like, it's such a... Exotic is a very weird term for me.
I think, you see, that's also the problem, because, like, every time a white guy approaches me, I'm like, are you approaching me because you want to try out because I'm black?
This is
or, like,
exactly
do you genuinely,
my
like,
question.
Have an interest
this
in me?
This is exactly,
you know,
my question. Like, when you approach me, sometimes I'm like... Am I an experience to you, or do you actually like me as a person? Are you actually interested? This is why I end up dating my own people, you know, which
yeah,
is also
with your
hard.
Own people, you don't
Europe.
Have to worry.
Yeah, because you know, like, I mean, unless they're, you know,
like they can still date you for the same, like maybe they just find you sexually attractive. But I mean, like, you know,
at least
I'm
they're
not foreign.
Like,
you know,
culturally appropriating you.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I had this conversation with a girl once who. Also probably listening, shout out to you, I love you, but I don't want to say her name because it's probably embarrassing, but she one time had a Tinder guy who said she's black, by the way, just for the context, he said, I'll be your master, you'll be my slave.
Guys, we run from those people. We run from those people. Why do you want to act out some historical shit, man? Like, no,
I have a big problems with this phrase. I genuinely do. Not just because she's black. It's such a degrading term for a woman, isn't it? Like, how dare you say that? Like, if I was, and she wasn't even mad. She was like, oh, it happens. She's so used to this. Like, she has been here for like 10 years. She's used to it. I'm not used to it. I would never be used to it. You do not degrade me like this, you know?
Not even that. I'll just block you.
Yeah, I'll
like,
block
but
you.
But like, sometimes
sure.
you have to like, as much as, like, you know, it hurts and stuff, sometimes, like, you just have to take, like, online dating, like, with salt.
Yes.
Like,
I was
you genuinely, like,
yeah.
I was having this conversation with one of my other best friends, and I was just like, I'm not meeting my boyfriend or, like, my husband on these dating sites. Like, it's sure. very rare.
I mean,
you know?
Yeah, I was gonna say, it does happen. We do have a friend who told us that his sister got married from, you know, Tinder, and it does happen. I've heard from people
it's
like
this.
It's
very rare, though.
But it's very rare.
Because I feel like people on Tinder are just looking for one thing only, and that one thing starts with an S and ends with
I mean,
an X.
Yeah, obviously.
But, like, other than that, like, I don't feel like... I don't know if I'm going to find someone who, like, genuinely wants to be with me, or that's, you know, that wants to get to know me. Also, I'm a very bad texter. So there's that.
I was going to say that as
like,
well.
Like, I'm a bad texter.
So
like, I need in-person, like, conversation. I need to be, like, interested in you, like, on an in-person level.
Yeah.
I say that I'm a bad texter, but I wasn't, like, a situation, not even a situationship. I just liked this guy for, like, 10 months. Anyway, pandemic things. We move. But anyway.
Yeah. I did regret something. I don't like to say regret, but I think I was trying so hard to just meet people that I maybe went a bit too far, like, for me, you know?
But then Chris deleted it.
But I did, yeah. And
but I do have to say, I preferred Bumble to Tinder because I think Bumble, I get to choose and, like, filter people on, like, other characteristics that, like, Tinder doesn't provide. I feel like Tinder's just, like, the jungle.
Yeah.
It's, like, you're really going into... And the it's jungle like is hunting. Better in, like, other places. Like I said before, the bigger the town, well, as a black girl and dating, the bigger the town, the more the options. And I just find that, like, white people in bigger towns are very, like... They're a lot more open. Like, people are just a lot more open to, like, whatever happening.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, here, I just feel like there's a bit of a standard. But it's okay. It is what it is. I mean, I'm in the north of the Netherlands.
Yeah, it is true. And also, we are not going to physical classes, which is a big reason why we're not meeting a lot.
I mean, I don't think I would ever date someone in my year group. Like, in my faculty, that's the first thing. Because, like, imagine...
I agree.
Yeah, and then, like, things happen. And then you just have to see them all the time. Like, it's okay.
Unless you guys are adults and mature.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I still want to
see the person. No, thank you.
I mean, even if, like, in friendships, I feel like we met a lot of people, obviously. Because we're still in, a student house. And we did party quite a bit in September, in October, for those who don't know, the Netherlands was not in a lockdown in September and October. Life was good, August as well. And then
look at New Zealand now and Australia now.
And look at us now.
Yeah.
Look at us now. Anyway, that's a whole other thing. Genuine question.
Yeah.
Did you ever experience any racism online, like dating?
That's a very hard question. I think because, like, dating apps, like, they make you decide if you like that person or not. Yeah. That's how I can say, like, I know that guys in bigger towns are more willing to, like, you know, like, date black girls.
Yeah.
So I have never, like, experienced, like, with a guy telling me, like, oh my gosh, you're, like, black and stuff. Because they would never swipe right.
That's true.
But I know, like, I can see from, like, the interactions and stuff, like, some guys don't want to, like, maybe they might have swiped by mistake. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, other than that, like, I've never experienced it because it's a conscious decision to swipe right on someone.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So I have never really experienced, like, racism in that aspect. And I'm really happy for that, actually. So I've never experienced, like, with dating. But I do know that, like, where I am, I'm not, like, the type.
Okay.
I'm not the type.
Yeah. When did you realize this? Because I think it's really interesting. When does a person sit down and I'm like, okay, I'm not, like, the beauty standard in this place?
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I know I'm a bad bitch.
Yeah.
But...
I don't like saying that. I hate that word, actually. I don't know why I said that.
But, like, I don't know. Like, I think it's, like, once I went to other towns and I got more attention in other towns. Oh, yeah. I don't know if this is a thing, but, like, German guys, genuinely, I don't know.
German guys listening to us.
And, like, black girls, I don't know, there's just some kind of bondage thing.
They be vibing.
But, yeah, like, I just know that I'm just not the regular type here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm genuinely not hurt or whatever. I mean, I did go to an all-white high school. Zimbabwe. So I'm okay. Like, not being people's type is not something new. Like,
yeah.
I really don't.
I mean, I do not care for myself what is the standard of beauty.
Yeah.
You know? It is
I am my own standard of
exactly,
beauty.
Exactly. Yeah. Beauty is subjective. Sometimes you find someone and you be like, just
can
wow.
Can we talk about how many people we know? Okay, yeah. Look. Every woman is beautiful.
Yes.
I'm just seeing a lot of beautiful women in relationships. And I'm like, okay, so I can get one. You know?
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, I'm not being mean or anything. Like, it's just, yeah. Like, I've just seen a lot of people in relationships. So maybe it's, like, my personality that's the problem.
Nah. I think it's just... I don't know. It comes with time. I think I generally think every time I decide, oh, I'm not dating anymore. Like, my last relationship.
Yeah.
Before I met him, I was like, I am not dating. Like, I do not want to be in a relationship. And by the way, I was like 18. So I was a baby. I was a child. Looking back at that relationship, it's... I might talk about it one day. Maybe. I'm not sure. But it's very... Yeah.
It was an interesting one.
Let's just say that. Yeah. It was... if you ask me, like, what would I describe it? It was nice. It was a very mm-hmm. nice relationship. I still remember it in a very, very good way, which is weird because I did get hurt from mm-hmm. it. While we're going into a completely different
topic it's right now. It's getting deeper.
It is getting deeper, yeah. Anyways, I end up, I don't know if it's my personality, or I don't know if just because I like I like the person who's understanding. No, how to put it? I like who I am dating to completely understand me, even in my own language. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
like,
why sometimes she then sticks to
exactly
Arabic. Men.
Sometimes that's like sometimes I'm mad and I just speak in Arabic, and or I'm really happy and I speak in Arabic. Or like also another important thing for me is that I would really love my mom to be able to talk to you. That's why I just end up dating Middle Eastern guys.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with like sticking.
Well, I'm not sticking. I'm a very open
person. There's nothing
wrong
with that. You know, actually, I think that dating apps should have a filter. Like, not on race. I know that could be, like, controversial.
Yeah, that's very controversial.
But, like, I feel like I would then find what I want faster.
Like, but don't you think that that is really restricting you from maybe finding someone who's better but doesn't look exactly... Because I honestly, most of my exes do not look alike. Most of the people that I, like, was attracted to, sure, I mean, I have, like, this whole, like, beard, you know, tall, because I'm a pretty tall girl. A man. I don't define masculinity, I'm just putting it out there. But there are some things that I am attracted to, but they don't physically look alike, like, completely
but
alike.
But not
you know
all
what
my
I
exes
mean?
Look alike.
This is what I'm saying.
Like, I've been interested in black men, mixed men, white men, like...
This is why maybe if they do put, like... filter where you can just filter out people, maybe you restrict yourself.
No, I don't even think it's like restricting myself, because I think that if people were to like, I haven't been like there was this one guy that approached me, but he was like old and kind of weird. But like if they had if like people would approach me in person, then like maybe but like that when I came here, that hasn't happened yet, you know. But also, I think very, like, Dutch guys are very reserved.
I was going to say, another thing that I think is... Because I wanted to ask you, what are the differences that you feel between men here and men back home?
Oh, men at home are more... If they want you, you will
they
know.
They want you, yeah.
You will know.
Same thing with Middle Eastern guys. Like, if they want you, they
like
want
that
you.
I like that, because I'm so used... Okay, I'm so used to being chased. Mm. So, like, now I have to be, like...
Put some work into it.
And I'm like, no, I don't do this. Like... Yeah. It's, like, I genuinely, like, as much as... I think coming here made me, like, check my references a little bit. Because, like, I'm very much a feminist, right?
Yeah.
But I realized that some of the things that I may look for, like, they don't really align with feminist beliefs. But that's just because of where I grew up.
No, I think, honestly, feminism is... Feminism is just the equality of sexes in, mm-hmm. like, we're getting paid the same way, the way
but
that we deserve, we have the same opportunities. But then there are men who like to chase, and there are women who like to chase.
Yeah.
Like, I've met girls who want to follow guys.
Yeah.
So it is not about femininity, like, being feminist or not at this point. It is about your own, you know, likings.
Like, the guys are just... I find African guys, obviously, I'm more their type, but, like... I just feel like they're more assertive in mm-hmm. what they want.
Yeah.
And even if it's many women, they will still put, like, you know, the same, you know, like, they'll talk to you. They'll have, like, some game, some swag or whatever, if you want to call it. Like, they're very suave men, and they know how to speak to you.
Same thing with Middle Eastern, for sure.
Yeah, but they're just very reserved. I'm like, so how am I supposed to know, like, what you want?
That, you know what you see also a lot here, which I think now I understand why? A lot of, like, European girls and white girls, they date outside of their race. Like,
they
date black and Middle Eastern and, you know, brown and Asian. And a lot of, mostly black, from what I see, at least. And I think it is because there is a big difference. Like, you know, a Dutch guy here, I don't know. They're
Dutch.
They're
European
not
in general.
Yeah, they're not as straightforward as I would like them to be.
And Dutch
I would
boys are
want.
Very beautiful. If you're listening, you are a very beautiful
specimen.
You
really are. You really are.
I just
are.
Don't know you. Anyway.
We do like, you know, height. Because, I mean, I am tall.
Yeah.
I'm like 174.
Oh, guys,
so.
I'm very short. Like, I'm like 5'3", 4".
Yeah, see, I don't
five
know
on
that.
A good day. But, like, in general, I want someone who's taller than me. I'm also that kind of person. But Chris is tall. I'm not tall. I just want kids that are tall. I'm looking out for my sons.
She's
genuinely
looking for her, you know.
Prince Charming. Charming. I want a tree to climb.
Damn.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. I think every person has their preferences. You know what? We do get mixed up a lot between, oh, well, you are racist because you don't date this kind of race or this kind of a person. And preferences. Yeah. Preferences is very different from... It's like, I love chocolate and I love vanilla. And both of them, you know, sometimes are enjoyable. But maybe I like chocolate a little more, you know?
But can I say something?
But hating on vanilla is different. You know, it's like, oh, I love chocolate, but I fucking hate vanilla. Like, you die. That's different.
I think, you know what? At the end of the day, this is my unpopular opinion. Damn. None of you guys will find me, so bye. But I think as much as, you know, people want to be politically correct, like, it's good to know that, like, everyone is attractive in different ways. But I do think preferences, a lot of them have to do, maybe not with race per se, but with culture.
For sure, yeah.
Because I know a lot of guys. And
what you were used to.
Yeah. Maybe, and you know. I know a lot of guys, like, from back home, they had, like, a white girl phase or whatever, thinking that, you know, like, you know, they're not as loud as you guys are. They're not as, you know, you guys are just, like, you guys like things and whatever. But, like, now they're, like, saying, like, I want to marry someone who comes from home because it's, my kids will be raised by a,
because you know? When you're thinking about marriage, you are creating a family. And when you're creating a family, you do not look for, like, oh, she's maybe, like, hotter or she's maybe, I don't, you know, like, superficial things.
You look for things that will actually, like,
who your will family. Support my family.
Yeah, so I think just in general, it's just that, like, preferences are based on culture. And sometimes another culture will understand you more than another cultural world, like, and that person might be in the body of a black person or a white person. I think, being very honest, I'm not against marrying a guy who may not come from my culture, but I am worried about how my kids will feel, because I tell Chris this all the time. I've met a few mixed race people who then say, like, I don't know who I am, and I don't know as a person how I would, like, obviously, I would raise my kids, like, to the best of my ability. But, like, it's something that does scare me sometimes.
But honestly, I feel like even if you're not mixed race, even just living in our international world...
Yeah, it is hard.
You also get, like, I am full-blooded Syrian, you know, like, just... belly dancing and all that. But I still feel like I am confused, not in the sense of, like, oh, my, you know, my heritage, but more in the sense of, like, where do I belong? Because here, I'm not European enough, you know? And there, I am not, you know, Middle Eastern enough. I have too Western of a mind, you know? So where the hell do I
That's
go?
Not true.
Like, you know? So I think even if you do have kids with someone who comes from another race, you just have to raise them as best as you can. You cannot hope for anything else. Just make sure you marry someone who you want to create with, you know?
Like, I don't want to, like, have kids and be like, ish, you're just like your dad.
Oh, damn.
You know?
I mean, I hope in a good way.
Yeah, like, in a bad way, I would never want that.
Yeah, obviously.
But I also think it's more about, what can I say? How do I say this? I think I just want my kids to be grounded in who they are.
Yeah.
And I think that's also really hard, especially, like what you were saying, like, in a really international, like, global village type stuff. But yeah, we will see.
I mean, yeah, nobody knows but the future, you know?
That's true.
But,
oh, yes, I remember what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
I'd rather, like, even dating, like, not even just for marriage, but just, like, dating in general, like, I think I want someone who's open to my culture, at least.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be open to learning yours.
I mean, obviously, I think if you love someone and you're thinking of being in a serious relationship with them, whether it was their culture, their, I don't know, things that they like, I think you should be open to be present in whatever they do, whatever they like, to actually, you know, pay attention to where they come from, the food that they like, everything. I mean, that is just a healthy relationship. I don't think you can be with someone who is not interested about your past.
Yeah.
Not your past, about your, like
who
your,
makes, like, yes, what makes
who,
you
what
you.
Makes you you? Where do you come from, you know? Yeah. But, okay, so to bring it all back in a small conclusion.
Yeah.
Has it been hard dating here, just in general?
I don't think at home I was, like, not any different, because I think I'm just not a closed-off person, but I'm very picky when it comes to my guys.
As you should. I think everybody, men and women, should be picky.
Yeah, you really should be. But, like, I think here it's been an interesting experience.
It's the world, for sure.
Like, I feel like it could get better.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, we're in a pandemic. Like, no one wants to get sick. How do you meet new people? Like, I often think about my life if it would not be, like, you know, in a pandemic.
That is also another episode, because I really want to talk about how it is to be a first-year bachelor student living through a pandemic.
Like, oh, yeah, completely first year, away we are going home to party with you, Shame.
I mean, next that year,
is,
man.
That first is my, year. My freshers. Like, yes. What do you want me to do?
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It's just been an interesting experience. Like, I'm not... I think I'm just... I'm intrigued to see what, like, what else awaits me, you know? And just, like, what other people I could meet. Because I think, like... actually meeting someone you want to be in a relationship with is a lot of work. Like, finding someone that you get along with, and, like, obviously, it's a lot of work.
And finding them...
And I'm
them,
lazy.
Finding
genuinely.
Them... And maybe not finding them. I don't like the word finding. I feel like when you are just sitting there, living your best life, doing you...
that's when
focusing on yourself. Yeah, that's when it happens. What is hard is maintaining that relationship.
Yeah.
You know?
Finding someone that you actually want to keep something with. Oof, guys.
Okay, so not to make this too long, but if you could give one advice to girls who look like you, mm-hmm. girls who come here, who are thinking about this Prince Charming that they're gonna meet here, you know, about this European dream.
Yeah.
You know, everybody who's not from here, you know what I'm talking about. What would you say? Is there such a dream?
I think Prince Charming is not a... He's not one
He's
race.
Not a color, yeah. Sure.
You have to be ready for, like, your experiences to be different. You have to be ready to meet different kinds of men. You're gonna have to be ready to be looked at in a different way. You may not be as hot as you are at home, but you're hot for yourself. That's all that matters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So do not put too high of expectations.
Yeah, you're not gonna find your husband in uni, please.
I mean, you might.
You might.
You
but
might. You
not
might.
In the first
you might
few
even
months.
See him, like. You might have him, I don't know, in the same university as you and not even know about his existence. Like, honestly, when people come to university, a lot of people think it's like high school. I don't know most people in my program.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely. There's a lot of people, and you might end up just not meeting most of them, honestly, especially if you spend it in a pandemic like us. So.
Yeah. But hopefully, in a couple of months, this pandemic
hopefully.
Will be kind of over.
Hopefully.
Because I cannot do this anymore. I'm going crazy.
I think none of us... A big reason why I started this podcast is to kind of get me out of this circle of me going all around in my room and not... I mean, having things to do, obviously, because I have to study, but not exciting things, at least.
I come to Chris's room for a break.
Yes, I'm her break. This is her break. This conversation has been her break. And, I don't know when this episode will be out for sure yet, but if it's out after exams, I hope everybody, like all of the law people, did well.
Yeah.
I hope you guys take a little break before starting to study for legal history.
Yeah.
And I hope you guys party your asses off in a very safe way after exams.
But anyway, thank you for having me.
I mean, I'm gonna say, like, Kim is gonna be with us a lot, because
hi guys, better get used to my voice.
Yes, please get used to her voice. I mean, her voice is very pretty. She has been told many times.
Oh yeah, that's one thing I forgot to add. Guys here really like my accent, because I don't think they expected to come out of me, you know. Africa. And then I speak like this, and they're like, okay.
How come?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, get used to Kim, because I want to do episodes, not, obviously, I want to do episodes with a lot of people, but most of the time, I like having conversations with people that I feel comfortable with, and Kim is one of the people who will for sure be here, because we will be talking.
Did you hear that?
We will be talking about things like black hair, culture appropriation,
mm-hmm.
being a woman, not just in, like, being a black woman in this world. I really want to know about that.
It's
I want to shed a light on that. And, just so many, many, many other things. Thank you so, so much again for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you're safe. Please stay safe. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye.